Well, it's strong because we're focused on what we ought to be focused on. That is right-sizing government, being smarter about government, but also investing in economic development. And we're doing that not within government, but with economic development experts, the Port Authority, the Chamber of Commerce. And I think those investments are really going to be good long-term to grow jobs in the economy.
In fact, you did say, you're saying that jobs is one of the biggest priorities, if not the biggest one, in the year to come. In what ways is the county working to create more jobs?
Well, supporting the Port Authority, you know, we've increased our funding for economic development by 40%. That's because that's investment. We're investing in the future. We're investing in the future through the Port Authority. Jobs Ohio, which is the governor's economic development plan, is targeting 500 development projects in Hamilton County next year. We're very excited about that. So we've increased our funding to the Chamber of Commerce to do that.
And what are the main challenges that the county faces in the
Our general fund budget, our general fund budget and stadium fund are the challenges that we continue to face. And that's not going to change. Next year, we're looking at another $10 million reduction in our general fund. County government will be one-third smaller than it was 5 years ago. That's almost $80 million in cuts. So that's the challenge that we face. And we've had a great cooperative approach by all county officials, realizing that we're all in it together. But it's not been easy. We've got 1,400 less employees and are continuing to still deliver the services that we're required to deliver under Ohio law.
And you mentioned something about the sharing of services. That has already begun.
It's key. It's begun. We're doing it in-house at the county and in Hamilton County, but I've got a meeting today with the mayor where we're going to look at how we can collaborate more with the city of Cincinnati.
Hurtman says more than 5,000 jobs have been created in Hamilton County. He says that works out to $330 million in new business investment. But he notes that the county is still dealing with a shrinking budget that's 26% smaller than just 4 years ago. But Hurtman says there's some good news on the stadium fund. He says the Reds and Bengals both understand that the county cannot afford the capital investments that are in the team's leases. He says the county is working on a five-year plan with the two teams. Hurtman says the county has been able to save $7 million in the stadium fund through bond refinancing and another $500,000 through a change in insurance. The commissioner says the county is taking in more revenues from the stadiums through events such as last summer's Paul McCartney concert at Great American Ballpark. I'm Steve Hirschberg.